The next piece is entitled Pura Basaki, which means Besaki Temple. It was composed by the American living in Vienna, Nancy van de Veit. During the 1980s, she spent several years in Jakarta and studied widely in Indonesia, studying the folk music of remote areas, as well as the gamelan music of Java and Bali. I'm going to read you the fascinating story behind this piece. Pura Besaki is the largest and most venerated shrine on the island of Bali. It rests high on the slopes of the Gunung Agung, the supreme mountain, to the Balinese what Mount Olympus was to the ancient Greeks. Built on 7 rising terraces, the temple dates from before the 11th century. The mother temple of Bali, it is called the navel of the world by the Balinese. Besaki consists of dozens of pagoda-like buildings and contains within its complex a shrine representing every village on the island. The upper reaches of Gunung Agung are often shrouded in white clouds, imparting to Besaki Temple an especially lovely and mystical atmosphere. However, the mountain is also an active volcano and last erupted in 1963, covering more than 1/4 of Bali with lava. This eruption, the first since 1350 AD, occurred during the time of the greatest of Balinese sacrifices, Eka Desa Rudra, held only once every 100 years. Hindu priests hurled themselves into the lava, hoping to placate the angry gods, and the ceremony was held again in 1979. The serenity and loveliness of this great temple venerating the Hindu trinity is always threatened by the gods' anger, the eruption of Gunung Agung. Thus, Besaki's spirituality has 2 sides, one serene, the other menacing. Pura Basaki tries to capture that duality. It was begun at the McDowell Colony in New Hampshire in May 1987 and completed in Chevy Chase, Maryland, the following November. It was composed for and premiered by the Bay Area Women's Philharmonic of San Francisco, with Joanne Folletta conducting. Let's hear it now with the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra of Bratislava, conducted by Simon Kavala.